to it. It's Tipping Point Tuesday. I'm Steve Gruber, the man in the middle. My pronouns today are he, him, but I prefer sire, or if you're so inclined, your highness is my pronoun today. You're welcome to it. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, so how would you like to trade your smartphone for smart glasses? Seems weird to me, but it's the big drive for big tech finding the next great thing, apparently glasses, to be worn. We'll talk about it. Number two, Tulsi Gabbard demands that Hillary Clinton retract those comments about her being a Russian asset, and if she refuses, Tulsi says she's ready to go after her in court for defamation and slander. Let it fly, Tulsi. And number one, the impeachment follies will be on ice soon, just like the rest of us. But first, we get to see the full frontal display of anti-Trump nonsense. And I get it that some people don't like the president, but when we learn that his own cabinet members were plotting his demise, well, then we'd better be asking a lot of questions. Oh, and by the way, on a side note, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Let me start with the weather, though, for all of you here in the Midwest. Because winter is here early, and it's here viciously, and it's full-on January out there from Chicago to Cleveland, north through all of the Great Lakes region, tremendous amounts of snow. Tremendous amounts of snow, and it's still coming. Right now, as we speak, Cleveland's getting pummeled. All over Michigan, the western part of the state, actually deep into parts of Washtenaw County. Schools closed, flights canceled. A plane flew off the edge of, slid off the end of the runway in O'Hare in Chicago yesterday. So if you were thinking this is awfully early for this much snow, Steve, well, you're right. You're exactly right. In fact, this is a huge amount of snow for the first half of November for this part of the country. You know, I broadcast here from southern Michigan, and according to NOAA, the first measurable snowfall of any kind, which is 1/10 of an inch, comes around November the 7th each year here in the greater Lansing area of southern Michigan. Now, that already happened a few days ago, a couple of days early. Nothing too interesting about that, but here's where it starts to get a little nutty. 1 inch of snow or more should arrive on average around the 21st of November. 1 inch. And by the way, from what I could tell yesterday at my house, we were at about 7 inches of snow. I'm no meteorologist, but I do have a ruler. So I got that going for me, right? I've got a ruler, about 7 inches, what I figured. Another 2 or 3 inches apparently going to fall between now and midnight. The average snowstorm dropping 3 inches on the ground doesn't arrive in my area until about December the 15th. So you can do the math. We're 35 days ahead, right? And again, we were north of 6.5 inches last time I looked, about 7 by the time I checked this morning. Still snowing, more snow on the way. And it makes me wonder, it should make you wonder, remember all the stories about snow will be rare? Snow will be rare because of climate change and so on and so forth. Well, let me tell you about all the rare snow. Do you remember the rare snow that Las Vegas got in February of this year? Or the rare snow that Sacramento, California got in May of this year? And then, of course, there was the super rare late May snowstorm in Arizona. Or the incredibly rare September blizzard across the plains just a few weeks ago. Not to mention the rare dump from Chicago across the Great Lakes that, of course, is happening now. It's also rare. But don't you remember Al Gore saying that snow would be rare? Snowfalls are just a thing of the past. Let's see here. The first 2 months, this is from Britain's Weather, ends with further indications of a striking environmental change. Snow starting to disappear from our lives. Sledges, snowmen, snowballs, and the excitement of waking up to find that the stuff has settled outside, all diminishing, part of Britain's culture. As warmer winters, which scientists are attributing to global climate change, produce not only fewer white Christmases, but fewer white Januaries and Februaries. All of this. This was written back in March of 2000. And all of these articles, you know, predicting the end of snow. The end of snow. snow a very rare and exciting event. Children just aren't going to know what snow is, said one of these people. Snow-free and ice predictions. Here they are. I'm going to give you the top five because it's kind of fun. And I want you to know this one. Did I fail to mention, not only are we getting all of this snow in the upper Midwest and across the country, we are also going to get incredibly cold temperatures. By this time tomorrow, I'll be at 4 degrees. By the way, that will break cold temperature records. And I bring this all to your attention. It's going to be a lovely time in D.C. by the time the weather gets there. Scientists predicted in 2000 the kids would grow up without snow. So that was 19 years ago. It was 14 years ago now that the U.K. climate scientists argued that global warming would make snowfall very rare and exciting. David Viner, a scientist with the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, told the U.K. Independent in the year 2000 snow just wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years since scientists predicted the end of skiing in Scotland. This article's from 2014. An article in the UK's Guardian in 2004 quoted scientists and environmentalists predicting the demise of Scotland's winter sports industry. Of course, it hasn't happened. The Arctic would be completely ice-free by now. The Arctic would be ice-free. Let me quote Al Gore from 2008, 11 years ago. Some of the models suggest that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months will be completely ice-free in 5 to 7 years. That would have been between 2013 and 2015. It hasn't happened, just so we're clear on that. Those predictions made by American scientist Wiesla Maslowsk. You can argue that maybe our projection of ice-free Arctic by 2030 is too conservative. Yeah, too conservative. The end of spring snowfall. Let me remind you about that giant, super rare big blast of snow in Arizona earlier this year and in Sacramento, California. And the end of skiing. Skiing is going to be a thing of the past. It'll never happen again. Except this weekend, if you've got skis at Boyne Mountain and other places that are already buried in snow. The western United States, some places could have been skiing in September. These are just some of the predictions made by those that want to take over your healthcare system. They want to take over your energy production and usage systems and tell you how to live your life. There you go. By this time tomorrow, here where I'm sitting, it'll be 5 degrees with a wind chill below zero. It's not even Thanksgiving. The only thing that will be rare will be people saying, gosh, I'm sorry, but we had it wrong. I'm sorry, we had it wrong. That's what will be really rare because it won't happen. Anyhow, welcome to it. I just want to go through some of those things. I think we're going to be fine, and we will live past that 12-year termination point. And trust me on this. You come here for me, okay? We're good? We're good. Let's take a break on the Steve Gribber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Today, our tour of Pioneer Soybean Development has taken us here. I'm entering one of the growth chambers at the Johnston, Iowa campus. The door's closing. This room is carefully regulated for temperature, light, humidity. I'm in a huge, long, tube-like chamber filled with soybean plants. They keep it pretty dim in here. This is just one phase of a multi-year process to bring the strongest seeds to market, such as the famed Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Depending on what happens in here, Pioneer breeders may advance these contenders to the next phase or not. Most of the soybeans in this room won't make it into a Pioneer bag. But the ones that do are designed to be the best performing soybeans ever introduced by Pioneer. Growth chambers, another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.